Drum roll, please. Don't you love that song? I know I do. It gives me pep in my step and a glide in my stride. I know you've heard that before, but hey, guess what? My name is Linda, and the name of my show is called A Voice of a People, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app on any electronic device. And once you do that, download that app, call TuneIn, search WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 and be a part of the conversation for questions or comments. This is July the 19th, 2022. This is the 200th day of the year. There remains 165 days left. Where has the year gone? Doesn't seem like I got anything done, right? I never did get to my shed to clean it out, but maybe before the snow comes. Maybe I can do that, Labor Day or something like that. Is there anything left that you had in your list to do that's still undone? Well, we still have time to do it, okay? So, don't be down about it. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement for Logos Christian Ministries is free produce every third Saturday of every month, and that is between the months of April through December, okay? And that will take place again August the 20th. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. We also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. The location is LaRue, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-262-0939. I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled, Bring Light. There is some darkness in most human minds today. So there is a darkness component in most scenes and situations. Why else is there so much unhappiness and sorrow in the world? So how much value can be given to someone who is able to bring light and lightness to a place or a moment where others have brought their dark? Like a crown of sparkling jewels, their presence and their words are priceless. It may only be a gentle smile of comfort, an attitude of genuine interest, some words which diffuse an awkward moment. Those who stay light in spirit, while others weave their dark, are both illuminated and illuminators. Watch out for such a moment today where you may illuminate. Make that moment momentous. What did you think about that thought for today? Bring light. Now, yesterday I did a thought for today that was titled, hopefully I didn't lose it. It was just an add-on from the thought I had yesterday. If I can find it. If not, I'll just move on. I thought, oh, that was a very important piece that I could have added yesterday, but I just found it today. All right, I can't seem to find it. I must have lost it somewhere. So how's your day going? Hopefully it's going well. It has been a very, very busy run here, run there, do this, do that day for me. Went to the drugstore and saw that wind chimes are on sale, 50%. So I had to pick up some other things, and I took the wind chime and I hooked it on the counter shelf, left it there, came all the way home, and left it. So that meant I had to go all the way back and get that, because you just don't find them on sale that often like that. It just reminds you that we are at the end of the season, right? Yeah. Well, I think they were 70% off, so, and that was at Rite Aid. So if you're looking for a wind chime, go by there. They have a few left. Kind of cute ones. So, since I didn't. Oh, here it is. What was that yesterday? I did. It was about Silence is Golden. And this is just a little piece to add to it. Yeah, Learn to Create Silence was the name of the thought yesterday. So, and we talked about silence being golden and what that meant and how to create silence. And it talked about words are important, but sometimes it is better to say nothing. It allows you to channel your energies, gives a clarity we need to calmly face challenges and uncertainties that one may have. 1 hour of silence is mourning. In mourning can be a time for collecting our thoughts, training our minds, and deciding how we want to enter into the day. Saying nothing can be laudable or disastrous. Know the difference. Joy, happiness, grief, embarrassment to anyone. Denial, fear, withdrawal. If acceptance or love. I'm trying to, hopefully I read that right because I was scribbling. This is an add-on. Silence is gold. If speech is silver, silence is gold. When you must speak, speak a few words. Speak sweetly and softly. That is the way to reach a listener's heart. And as we know in the scripture, it says, a soft answer turns away wrath. And sometimes people are so on fire and wants to be loud and angry, and it's kind of hard to get that soft, quiet voice in there for them to listen, right? Because they just want to be angry and don't want to listen, or they don't want anybody to bring them down from the high horse that they find themselves on. They just want their point of view to get across. They want their anger to be able to bring it to light, or destruction. You know, want to destroy the other person or want to destroy property. And as the other thought for today was, bring light. Because you're trying to turn people away from destruction. Turn people away from hurting other people. Or hurting you, if possible. Or hurting themselves. You know, people hurt themselves today a lot. They talk about suicide. And you know, sometimes we just need to try to reach more people the best that we can. And I know a lot of people are out there and, you know, they're walking the streets and they're ministering to different people, and they have more avenues open for mentally challenged people. And can we reach everyone? No, we cannot, unfortunately. But we can do our best to reach those that we can reach, and hopefully soft answers, love, concern, and compassion, and empathy for another person can give them hope where they can see light if we bring light to them. So maybe we should be more about that if we're not already. It's a busy world. I'm sitting in the radio studio. I hear tire tracks running up and down the highway outside, and it's a busy world, and everyone's busy. Everyone has much to do on their calendar. But let us remember those who need to be remembered, that we can reach out to, that we may be able to, you know, grasp them or get a word to them or a pat on the back, maybe even a hug, you know, say, someone is here for you, someone is thinking about you, you know, and praying for you and wishing you the best. Well, I have my caller calling in for today, Cheryl Lee. So that's my guest today. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Cheryl?
Yes. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Real good. Real good. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that better?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great.
I know.
Say, that's half the battle, right?
Okay. You might want to improve it a little bit more.
Okay. Going out, huh? In and out.
Yeah.
Don't let me shout too early.
Oh, Linda, I think this is going to be another one of those talks where it's just going to be one-sided.
Oh, well, you're one of those people I don't have to worry about.
Because I'm long-winded?
You can carry a conversation all by yourself.
Yeah, but you know what? It is so much more enjoyable to have someone to talk with.
I'm going to try to do my best.
Oh, now you're coming through. Good. So thank you very much, dear friend, for asking me to speak with you this afternoon.
Thank you for being available.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, the last couple of weeks, we were working very hard to have a luncheon and a silent auction in one of our other counties. It was our very first one for Hancock County for Child Evangelism Fellowship. The luncheons and silent auctions have been a very good way for us to raise funding and awareness in our communities. And so for, probably the last 6 to 4 weeks, I had been very involved in that. So today was definitely, yesterday and today was sitting at my office, not moving at all, and getting things taken care of. So I probably have about 3 more days of total commitment to the office, and I'll feel like I've got everything caught up. But going back to the luncheon and silent auction, God was very good. He was very generous to us, and we did get a lot of information out to churches, community churches, and to people in the preparation, not so much the day of, but in the preparation of the luncheon and silent auction, it was extremely well received. So, but, you know, we had a small attendance, but like I said, God was very gracious and he was very generous, and we just had a wonderful, wonderful fundraiser for that county. So I'm taking a breather or just going back to my normal responsibilities and preparing for this Monday, July 25th, here in Marion County. We are having a partnership breakfast, and Linda, you're coming, asking me to speak today has just really been a blessing, because I just don't feel like I have been able to reach out into our community as much as I would have liked to, because I was preoccupied with the new fundraiser in Hancock County. But this Monday, we are having a partnership breakfast, and what that means is that we have invited pastors and assistant pastors, heads of missions or heads of the children's education or the youth group, even just people who are interested in child evangelism fellowship, wanting to know more of what we do within our community and within the schools through the Good News Clubs, so that they can come on Monday. It's going to be hosted at Cornerstone Alliance Church on Route 4 South, which is Marysville Road. And it'll be in their fellowship hall, because there is a kitchen attached to that, and it's a nice area to have a meeting and to have people just socialize. So this is an event where they can learn more about who we are and what we're doing in the community, and hopefully take that back into their sphere of influence, their church or their youth group or their children's ministry or with their parents and things of that sort, to see if they would like to partner with us and strengthen our volunteers that we already have working in these areas. And so I would encourage anybody, any of your listeners, if they would like to come, they're more than welcome to. They just need to let me know so that we can make sure that we have plenty of food. I would rather have more food than not enough. And it's going to be hosted this coming Monday at Cornerstone Alliance Church. The doors will be open at 8, and it'll be over at 10. So I really appreciate the fact that you allowed me to come on the radio this afternoon, and because it was just a timely way of promoting this partnership breakfast. Thank you, Linda.
You're so welcome. I saw that in your text, and I thought the same thing. Find out.
Great.
Ask Cheryl Lee to come on and talk about the partnership breakfast. What about people who may want to become a partner? I mean, they're not a partner now, but they're interested in becoming a partner.
Right. And, you know, even though when we had started talking about the luncheon, or the breakfast, you know, we kind of had it like in mind of getting hold of the pastors and their wives, getting hold of the youth pastors and their wives, and, you know, getting hold of the heads of missions and the heads of children's ministry, because we were hoping to get it back into the churches so that they would, you know, maybe come up. They're going to be working on their budgets here in the next few months. They'll be working on their annual budgets, and we'd like to be a part of that budget as a mission, because we are definitely a mission, and the schools are definitely a mission filled. But if there's anybody who's listening who would like to know more about Child Evangelism Fellowship and how they can help out, you know, maybe they want to be a prayer warrior and cover us around the, you know, for every month of the year. We have a prayer calendar we can forward to them by email every month. Or maybe they'd like to financially sponsor us, because children is, you know, they just have a heart for children. And Lord knows we have to get the truth in front of these children.
True.
And not that there aren't some really good teachers, but you know what? There's some really bad teachers too. And not that they're bad in their job that they do, but in what they promote, you know, and advocate. So we really would like to be lifted up in prayer and have helping hands to build the teams that go into the schools. And financially, we would like to have support, because our teams are all volunteers, but we still have to raise funding for the materials and, you know, for the expenses of that sort. So, yes, if anybody would be interested in coming, they are more than welcome. If they'd like to call me, so like I said, we have an idea of a head count, my number is 740-262-0939. That's 262-0939. And if you missed it this time, just get a piece of paper and a pencil, because I'll say it a couple more times. Mike, our director, will be here to and he's got some really good information to share with all of us. And Mike Todd is our director, and so he will be this speaker of the morning, and it'll be a quick I guess conversation. He's got a couple of DVDs for us to look at again, which are just quick, maybe 6 minutes, 10 minutes, something of that sort. So, but it's going to be a lot of question and answer time as well.
That's good. Mike always does a good job with that.
He does. He does. And he is definitely the man for the questions and answers as well. I think he is, he is just so good with the history and knowing when we had gotten into what counties when and who started up in what counties first. He knows all of that. He doesn't miss any of those details, nor does he ever forget them. He's just a really great kid, because he is so much younger than us. And yet he's a father, you know. He's the director of our chapter. He's a father of six. He's a wonderful husband, and so he's just a really neat person to get to know. And I hope that your listeners, that some of them will want to come and get to know him.
Oh yeah, great, great man, great man of God, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what crossed my mind the other day?
Pardon?
You know what crossed my mind the other day?
Go ahead.
Margaret, our missionary.
Oh. Yes, Margaret Bash,
She's still living?
Yes, she is. She's still in the Carolinas, and she's still promoting. Now, obviously, she can't promote as much as she used to because of her age, but she is still promoting. Her love for CEF is not dwindled at all, and I don't think that her love will ever, her helping hands will ever stop until the Lord takes her home.
Now, how old is she now? You know?
Oh, no, I do not know. She's in her 80s. But she is still, you know, promoting and raising funding for Hungary, for their missions for Child Evangelism Fellowship. See, maybe your listeners don't realize, but Child Evangelism Fellowship was founded in 1937, and it over time, it came across as a national organization, and now we are an international organization. Margaret Bash was one of the founders, really, in our area as far as teaching and promoting Child Evangelism Fellowship, and she finally became an actual missionary and went overseas to promote Child Evangelism Fellowship. She was promoting Child Evangelism Fellowship when it wasn't safe to, and she was smuggling materials and Bibles into countries that were communistic, and so she has got quite a history behind her. And some of the stories that she has shared with us when she was younger and able to come around more often, she's just a great person to have around your kitchen table, just to listen to the stories that she has to share, the history that she has to share. It was true espionage, I think, you know, the way she had to, the way God just covered the eyes of the guards when they were going, crossing over the border, and how they had to put the materials among their clothing and stuff. You know, that's not very secure, but But God prevented the guards from seeing the material, and they were able to take it across the border and then able to hand it off. She shared one time where they were having a Bible study, and they would put the key in a fence row, which was made up of stones. They would put the key in that fence row, then someone would come and pick it up, and then they would have to go zigging and zagging through the community's streets to make sure that they weren't followed, and they would open the door to a house, and they would have indoor, you know, in-house Bible studies. And so it's, and I suppose there are some places where, you know, we have it so good here, Linda, and I know that there are still places in the world where people are doing the same thing today, so that they have the freedom, I mean, so that they can take, have that fellowship of believers to help keep them lifted up and help to share the word and to learn the word with other believers. She has had a very colorful life, but she has had a very, I mean, God has really protected her through her years. And like I said, she is still active in promoting Child Evangelism Fellowship, even though she's retired.
That's great. And, you know, I think about how in the United States we take so much for granted when you think about how people had to sneak and under great difficulty and dangers trying to get God's word out and reach people. And here we have it in abundance, and people thumb their nose up at it. You know what I mean? When it's readily here for them, like they would, some people would even care less to even hear about it. How we take so much for granted over here in the United States. I am losing you. Cheryl? Can you hear me?
And, you know, you just never know. And that, so they did it once. They could do it again for some other trumped-up reason.
And all that you said, I didn't even hear it. I lost you. You were just in and out. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again? When I was talking about how people take it for granted and we have the gospel ready over here in the United States. Every word you said was muffled, and I don't know what happened. Just lost you. Again. I am so upset about that. What is going on? Hmm.
Hi. I'm here.
I hear you now.
Okay, great. I don't know what's going on. And I don't, if I start talking over you, I sure don't mean to be rude. But I can't hear you all the time, you know.
Right. Well, you go ahead and finish up these last few minutes.
Well, I would like to share with everyone that we had a great time at the fair this year. We had over 100 children come in through the booth, and I know that's not a lot, but that's 100 children that we were able to tell of the Good News Club, I mean, the good news about Jesus Christ. And, you know, we had quite a few, I can't remember the number, but we had quite a few children receive Jesus. And that's not just by having them come in. That means there have been seeds planted by other people along the way, you know. And so when they come to us in that fair booth and we're able to share with them the wordless story, and the wordless story is talking about how God loves them and how Jesus died on the cross was by colors. It's by how the colors have a significant meaning behind each one, and it really keeps their attention. You know, these children, when we are asking them if they would like to trust Jesus, you know, they're ready because there have been seeds planted along the way in their tender lives. And this year, I had an opportunity to talk to some young teens, and it was great to have them come in, and they were listening to the story. I mean, they were right there. They were so focused. One young lady, she said that she had asked Christ into her life before, but something bad had happened to her, and she had gotten mad at the Lord, you know, and she had kind of drifted away. And then, of course, you know how it is. If you don't stay in the habit of getting up and going to church, or you don't stay in the habit of reading your word, life crowds in. And she was very upfront about it. And so, you know, I didn't ask her. I didn't go into what happened or anything. But I told her, I said, you know, I said, life is going to be tough. Just because we ask Jesus into our life doesn't mean it's going to be easy. But stay in your word. You know, stay in your word so that you can learn how to deal with the tough situations that will come to us. And so I encouraged her in that manner. And so we had a bit of a conversation about the reassurance of God's love and of through Jesus Christ. And so when I asked, after we were done talking and we were done with our story, when I asked them if they would like to ask Jesus into their life, and Linda, I mean, all three of these young ladies, they look so rough, you know, I mean, goth-looking type of kids, but they were so neat to talk to. They just really were neat kids. And all three of them bowed their heads. Of course, one was for reassurance, and two were for asking Jesus Christ into their life for the first time. And they, you know, they understood what sin was. They understood that there was something missing in their hearts. And I just praise God for allowing them to come and to hear the story and to be encouraged. And, you know, people may disagree with me, but I shared with these three young people that if they really want to know Lord Jesus, to read John, the Gospel of John, and if they wanted to learn about sin, to read Romans, and if they wanted to learn how to live a Christian life, to read James. And I know that the other Gospels, and I know that the other books of the New Testament are all so wonderful, but those three books really spoke to my heart when I read them. You know, and that's why I shared with these three, John, Romans, and James. And if they start reading any of those books, God will lead them. God will direct them the way He wants to direct them.
That's true.
So that was our experience this year at the Marion County Fair, and it was good. It was a good experience to be able to talk to so many children and to be able to share with so many families. And, of course, we're going to have the breakfast this Monday, which would be July 25th at Cornerstone Alliance Church. The doors open at 8. The event will be over about by 10, but if other people, you know, if they'd like to come and stay a little bit longer because they've got more questions and want more answers, that's no problem. If they'd like to fill out paperwork to help, as a volunteer, we do have a packet of information that they would have to fill out, and we can walk them through that, and we can also walk them, you know, just talk to them about being a volunteer. And of course, that's at Cornerstone Alliance Church in their fellowship hall. And it's this Monday at 8, and if they would like to come, or if they'd like to share that information with a pastor, with their pastor, for goodness sakes, call. And I will get a hold of your pastor for you. My number is 740-262-0939. 262 0939. And then we'll be going back into the schools. You know, like come October, we ramp up in September to go back into the schools, and there are three schools where we need to have volunteers. We need to have volunteers because our volunteers, our teams for two of the schools, one was an older team, and they had health issues, and they have some family changes. They're taking care of a grandchild now, too. So they had to step down. And then another team for Elgin, the young man who was the lead teacher of that was also the pastor for Green Camp Methodist Church as well as Essex Methodist Church. And so he had to step down because his responsibilities for within the church are I won't say overwhelming, but you know, quite time consuming. And so, and he was such a neat person. Carl, Pastor Redding, was a very, very neat person. So he's going to be missed. And his helper was an older gentleman who chose to step down as well. And, of course, Gary, he had been helping us out for 3 years. So I was real pleased that we were able to have this team and these helpers as much as we could. But that leaves Elgin open with no team at this time. Garfield was the other elementary that needs to have a team put together for this school. And then River Valley Liberty, we have never been in that school because of lack of volunteers, lack of interest. And I think a lot of that's to do with lack of awareness. I don't think people realize who we are and what we do. And so this breakfast, again, is to really, really get churches talking about us, people within the church talking about us, and spreading the good news that we are here. We are a mission, a ministry that's actually in the schools. Now, we are an after-school program, but we are in the schools. We are on the campuses, keeping God in those schools. And these children, they love their Good News Clubs. You know, many of them do not go to church, and we are not trying to compete with any church, just the opposite. When children come to us and they are not going to a church, we try to encourage them to go to a community church, you know, because you know as well as I do, Linda, that many of these city children, if they're coming to the Good News Club and if they want to go, if they're not churched and they want to get up and go to church, many of them are going to have to walk, you know, to that church. And so anyways, we encourage the children to, you know, start going to church, to start going to Sunday school so they can learn more about Jesus. And so that's our hope and desire is to get the Word of God in front of these children so that they have a hunger, so that they develop a thirst to learn more about what's right and what's good and what's true.
Definitely the truth. They need to know the truth.
Yes, they do. And it takes people stepping up. And maybe it's not a convenient time for your listeners, but you know, it's always a blessing. There's been many times through the year that it's just not been convenient for me, but I had a commitment. I wanted to be obedient to the Lord. And even the days that are just like, oh, I'm having a horrible day, you know, it's a bad hair day, however you want to term it.
I have a lot of them.
I would rather do anything than to be in club, but I go because it's a commitment. And those are the best days. Those are the best days. And it's just absolutely wonderful the way God always blesses those horrible, horrible days. It's wonderful. So if you're listeners are interested, we would love to talk to them. Because time, I think time is precious, and I think time is short for these children. If you don't get these children in the younger years, the probability of them coming to Christ later on is almost none. They say if we don't capture a child's heart by the time they're 13 or 14, their heart will not be captured for the Lord ever. Now, there's always going to be exceptions to the rules, but you know what? That number keeps shrinking. It keeps getting younger and younger. Right. And that's why time is really of the essence for men and women who know the Lord and have lived with God's blessings through their life. Please help us.
Amen.
Because we want those blessings to be bestowed on these young people. And Satan will give your listeners 101 reasons why they shouldn't step up and call us. Satan will give them reasons why they should not help. Because he doesn't want these children to be taught. Because when these children are taught, their hearts are so, so loving. And they go back into their households, their homes that may look perfect from the outside, but they're still broken if they don't know Jesus Christ. If they're not a home that is serving the Lord, they are a still broken home. And then these other homes that look, that we know are broken, you know, God, Satan doesn't want that love of Jesus to go back into those homes, because God's love through Jesus Christ is healing. And it can, you know, these children, they can melt the hardest heart. And Satan knows that. And he doesn't want those children to have that power through the blood of Jesus.
Give them the information about the breakfast again, Shirley.
Okay. The breakfast is going to be hosted at Cornerstone Alliance Church on Marysville Road, which is Route 4 South. It's going to be in their fellowship hall, and it's going to open. The doors will be open at 8. The doors will be open at 8, and we'll be serving breakfast at 8:30. Todd will be our speaker. You'll love him. You will really love him. And it'll be over at 10.
And that's a Monday.
But it is. Yeah, it is. It's just a time to have fellowship and to learn about CEF, to learn about what we're doing in our community of Marion County, Marion City, to learn what we're doing in the schools, to learn how you can help, to learn how you can take this information back and share it with your friends and through your Facebook or through your emails or just by your texting, your group text. Really, it's just for information, for awareness, to wake people up that we have this great thing going on, and it's right there for anyone to help out with.
Will you be a part of the National Night Out that will be held at Grant Middle School?
Linda, I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, this was for August the 2nd.
All right, then we'll have to check into that.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of young people there, a lot of school-age children. It's going to be August the
2nd. Oh, that 2nd. Would be good. That would be really good.
Yes, it
would. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah.
From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., there will be safety forces, mascot dance-off, inflatables, live band, food. Cost, admission, inflatables, live band are all free. So it's a free event. And that would be a great place.
That would be, especially since we would like to get back into Grant Middle School with our program. And, you know, that's another thing, too. If people think that they don't want to deal with the young children, they're...
We are out of time, but thank you, Shirley. We thank her for calling in and being a part of our show. We are out of time. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. Live here with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And don't forget, August the 2nd, National Night Out, Grant Middle School from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. There's a lot of people there. They will have food trucks and all that good stuff out there. So kids will be getting ready to go back to school already. The summer's almost over. Till next time, be blessed.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
And King WWG.